Well, our next guests both of his mum and dad were former federal ministers. He spent 13 years in the army, reaching the rank of major. If that wasn't enough, he then got himself an MBA from the University of Queensland, had a very successful corporate career of a decade or so. 2004, found himself as Lord Mayor of Brisbane and then making his way into state parliament. And it turns out he was able to win the next election there in 2011. And after 2015, enjoying life away from parliament. Of course, it's the former Premier of Queensland, the Honourable Campbell Newman. Good morning, sir. I'm guessing you're enjoying life away from away from politics. And did I leave anything out?
Yes, that was quite a wrap, Mark, but thanks for having me on the show. And look, I'm enjoying life out of politics, I can tell you that.
I bet you would.
Yeah, but I do keep my hand in. I do a show on Sky News with the former Labor Premier of Queensland, Peter Beattie, and I also appear on the Andrew Bolt show on Sky. So I keep my hand in that way, and these days, I don't know, I just play my part, I hope, in trying to sort of keeping politicians honest as well. So,
you know, I always think it's interesting when I see particularly former politicians that at one point were so at each other's throats politically, then they turn up on television just doing the commentary on the politics of the day, and everyone seems so very nice. But is it really all cutthroat at the time, or is there a time for a bit of civility when you're actually in the throes of it as well?
Well, the thing about Peter Beattie is we actually got on very, very well the whole time I was involved as Lord Mayor of Brisbane. So he was Premier at the time for most of that, and I was the Lord Mayor. If it wasn't for Peter Beattie, I'd have never got some of the major infrastructure works done in the City of Brisbane. So he was actually very supportive. We had a couple of clashes over water supply issues. That was one big one, and you know, quite a fight on that. But, no, we always got on well. But, you know, there's been other people. I wouldn't say there was too much fun involved with perhaps some of my other battles with people on the other side of politics. It was no holds barred, actually.
Yeah.
So it certainly was no. There was no love lost with some other people I had to deal with.
Welcome to life, and I guess welcome to the workplace from time to time as well. Look, do you think the media can also play a bit of a success or a downfall in governments? Because we're talking about your work in the media there. We see a lot of media influence.
Yeah, look, it's a really interesting environment that we're in now. That's what I'll be talking about tonight at South Leagues Club for the Newcastle Institute. They're going to interview me, basically. Paul Scott, a local journo, will be asking me a few questions. I'll be reflecting on these things. But we are in a really, you know, strange, uncharted territory, if I can say. So we've got social media now. We've got the pressures on the conventional media. We've got the demise of the print newspapers. So it's a different environment. Certainly TV makes or breaks people, but also stuff that gets a head of steam on social media can really hurt, you know, political parties, political figures. If you want a local, if you want a close-to-home example, a New South Wales example, I always talk about Mike Baird. So Mike Baird was the most popular, you know, politician, arguably, a couple of years ago. And he went from, you know, from the dizzy heights to the doghouse in a very short period of time over the greyhound issue and local government amalgamations. It happened very, very quickly. That wouldn't have happened 40 years ago. So the environment has changed.
So I guess for those entering the world of politics, and particularly those who rise to the top in some way, have got to be very savvy and have got to be a bit more careful of what, you know, what's happening in the media space as well. Look, you will be at the Newcastle Institute's Conversations event tonight. As you mentioned, Campbell, you'll be giving the talk there at South's Leagues Club from 6 o'clock tonight. Is there anything in particular that you know that we can expect by coming along?
Oh, look, I think it's just going to be a good conversation. And, you know, I've always approached these things in a very fair dinkum way. So I'm sure we'll be taking questions from the audience, and no holds barred. I'm happy to talk about anything, and I'm happy to confess my sins, but also I'm sure I'll be able to deliver some views on people like the Prime Minister and the Leader of the Opposition, Bill Shorten, you know, what's been going on around the country. So, look, I'll call it as it is. That's my style.
Well, it sounds like it'll be a very fascinating and a very candid discussion as well. Campbell, thank you so much for sharing a little bit of your time with us this morning.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me.
There he is, the former Premier of Queensland, the Honourable Campbell Newman, of course, at the Newcastle Institute's Conversations event. And it's at South Leagues Club tonight from 6 o'clock. Should be a very, very interesting talk from what sounds like a very, very honest bloke. To NURFM, 10:30.